to wake up in Cape Town.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
When you reach a point in life where unfortunately you lose a partner, nobody besides those people that are in that position will know what that feels like. Mm. It doesn't matter how we can try and pretend to understand. We don't. We don't understand unless you've been there and you've lost a partner. And you move on with life, and which is an incredibly hard thing to do because that person will always be a part of your life. Mm. I think if you haven't experienced that, there's some part of the relationship where you go, what if this person that I love so much and so dearly, best person in the world that I'm with, is no longer there. But I'd love to ask those of you who are brave enough to maybe share with us what it's like to fall in love again and to pick yourself up and do what's best for your family and you.
The day before he died, I found out I was pregnant. Precious little gift.
Absolutely.
She's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and she reminds me of him. And then 5.5 years later, I'm married again, and I'm married to a very nice guy. And I also had a little girl with him. And 17 years later, he passed away, so that's 10 years now. Yeah, it's been hectic, but, you know, you go on for your children, and your children keep you going. I mean, on a daily basis, my youngest, I look at her and I see her dad. She's got her dad's eyes, her dad's coloring, and that quiet personality. I'm more of an extrovert, and he was an introvert. And when I'm boisterous and carrying on, and then she like tones me down. She's toned down, Ma.
Love it.
I lost my wife years ago, about 9 years now. And it was a sudden thing, so there was no prep for it. There was no indication. It just happened literally in a moment. It was really tough.
Yes.
She survived 2 weeks after the incident, and then she was gone. And then at 2 weeks, I realized I have to be strong for my two boys, and I can't crumble. And I've seen this happen to people, and I know it's different for everybody, but I've seen people really implode, and they never kind of really ever recover. And I wasn't prepared to let that happen to me because my children needed me. So
absolutely.
I had to just be strong and accept that this is the reality of the situation, and there's nothing I can do to change it. So anyway, and as you said, life goes on, but it never really does, you know, because your life was built around a relationship and a love, and that's gone. So now your life is completely different, albeit the same.
Yes.
So it was an adjustment. And then, in my case, later on in time, discovered that an old high school girlfriend of mine that I've been out of touch with for 20 years lost her husband in the same way. Well, in a similar way.
Yes.
A couple of months after mine, and through that we kind of reconnected and supporting each other in a sense. And now we're married for a few years already.
I think one of the scary things for somebody who's in a recurrent relationship is, and you're scared that it might be you, the one that's no longer around.
Yeah.
You think of the thought of your partner carrying on with his or her life without you being there. I think the most important thing is that in being the partner that feels like that you know you're not going to be there, you don't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that goes through my mind when I think about losing or not being anymore is that I'm happy for Corin to carry on with life, but I almost don't want to be forgotten. Don't forget me.
Yes.
Don't forget what I mean to you. Don't forget what you know. Don't tell the kids, remind the kids of me and keep my legacy alive. And I think that's something that's probably important, that if I'm not wrong in saying, Martin, to you and your wife at the moment, is that you keep your partner's memories very much alive.
Absolutely. We talk about them all the time. You know, and we've got such a cool, open, and lekker relationship.
That's awesome.
She will every now and again she'll call me by his name, kind of thing. You know, it just happens. It's your brain.
It's the brain.
And then she'll go, oh shit, and I'll be, don't worry about it. And the thing is, we sometimes even kind of make fun of them for things that they used to do. We'll laugh
that's
about
beautiful.
It. My kids will laugh about it. So we got that cool vibe, and there's no. You know, I think it might have been very different if I had lost my partner and she had divorced hers.
Oh, I understand.
And he's still around.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It changes things.
It does change the dynamic a lot. I hear you.
Exactly. This dynamic now it's just the two of us and our kids. And we're a new family, a blended family.
Yes.
But we've adjusted very well, and we're all very like-minded, so it just really gelled and worked well.
Something that can happen to anybody at any given stage of their life, and to anybody going through that at the moment, like Martin said, no one will be able to take away that pain and what you're going through at the moment. But know you're loved. Know that the support group around you loves you and is there for you and your family.
Follow us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.